Good morning, everyone. Happy Resurrection Day. I think I'm going to sit right here. That way I'm not going down so low when I sit. And I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk to everyone. See if I can get myself situated here. Okay. I'll give everybody that's coming on. Nobody knew about this really until just I simultaneously or spontaneously just thought, you know what, I could at least greet everybody, say hi, let you know that I'm doing well. I can't stand a lot. I can't sit a lot. I can't move around too much. I can't push or pull or lift. But it is healing, and continue to pray for me. But I just wanted to say hi, give you my greetings on Resurrection Day. And my surgery, as you know, I had a March 9 surgery, and it went well, but then the sutures split, and I lost a lot of blood, and it caused a hematoma. So on Good Friday, I had to go back in, and they took everything out and put me back together and sent me home. But I'm doing well now. And, you know, it was kind of funny. When I was there, it was Good Friday, and I went into the operation. And when I got in there, of course, they take you off the bed that they have you on, and they put you on the operating table. And so they did that. And, you know, it's so narrow you can't hardly lay your arms or anything on it. And you're just laying there all scrunched up. Then they pulled out a extension for the right arm. And they told me, said, lay your right arm out and lay it on it. So I laid it out there, and they put a strap around my wrist. And then they done the left arm, and they put a strap around my wrist. And then they went down at my feet, and they put a safety strap on there. And I spoke up. I said, hey, this is kind of feeling like Good Friday. And, of course, they all just, they started laughing and said they had never thought about the comparison and things. And so they administered the anesthesia. And when they did, I just looked up at them and I said, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And they were all just smiles. And so the operation went well. It was about an hour and a half, and I was in recovery. I wasn't expecting at all. And I woke up out of recovery, out of the anesthesia, and there was the team that had operated on me in there, and they all started clapping and was laughing and said, what a resurrection. So they kind of fulfilled the whole thing. It made my day. We had a good time and a good laugh, and so that was my Good Friday. And today I wanted to just take a little bit of time and say I love you all. I'm in good shape. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just giving my time to heal this time. I'm not doing anything. I'm not lifting. I'm not straining. You know, when you talk, you do strain if you go for very long. So I'm not doing any of those things for a little while. Hopefully this coming weekend we can be back on track. But I was thinking about Resurrection Day. You know, I think it's John, the 20th chapter. I love the book of John. But, you know, they went to the tomb. And when they got to the tomb, they seen all the clothes laying aside. But it said that the napkin over his face was separate, laid to the side, and folded up, rolled up in a place by itself. And I often wondered why they said that, so that Jesus even made such a difference between the rest of the clothing and that napkin. And so in the old Hebrew tradition, the master of a house would, he would when he had a meal, a great meal, the servants would watch and wait, and if the master of the house just took his napkin when he's finished and threw it up on the table, then that was a sign to him it was finished. It was done. The meal was over, and it was time to start cleaning up, and the servants would go in and start cleaning up and things. But if the master took his napkin and just rolled it up and laid it folded to the side, that meant don't touch this meal yet, don't clean this up yet, I'm not finished, I'll be back. And I just thought that was such a great thing what Jesus did, the master of the house. And so when they went in and found all the other clothing, they found the napkin rolled up nice and neat, laid to the side. And what Jesus was telling them is, I'm not finished yet, I'll be back. And I really liked that. When I read that tradition, I thought, there you go, that's why he did it. So he's not finished yet. He's here. He's alive and well and living in us. We are him. We have become the Christ. We have become sons of God. We have become all of those things. So I'm not going to take very long here. I just wanted to say hi. I wanted to say my napkin is rolled up and laid to the side for just a little while, but I'm not finished. I'll be back. Love you all, and I will see you hopefully this coming weekend. You have a great Resurrection Day. Some of you, the day's already over. I know that. But wishing you the greatest. Wishing you a great year. In the name of Jesus Christ, I love you all.